Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. So glad you're here listening in today. We're going to have a great show today. This is Sherry Dillard. And you all know each week I'm here at this same time, this same day, talking about all kinds of interesting, fascinating things about the psychic, spiritual world, intuition. And today, I'm so happy because we're going to be talking about past lives, interlives. And I always find this topic very fascinating. I, myself, many years ago, I was probably, I don't know, maybe 20, 21, I decided that I needed to do a past life. I didn't really know why I felt that way, but I decided that it was what was going to really help me. So I searched. I was living in Georgia at the time in a small town. And of course, no one there did hypnosis, and no one certainly did past life hypnosis. And I found a Methodist minister, a nice man, who had done hypnosis earlier in his career. He had never done past life hypnosis, but he had done some hypnosis, so he decided that he would give it a try. So we went ahead and we had many sessions of past life regressions, and I have to tell you, it was probably one of the most important things that I have ever done to know who I am and to really kind of get me clear on why I'm here, and at the time especially gave me a lot of understanding of the deeper, what was going on with me and what the patterns were and how, what I needed to learn and how I could best move forward despite the obstacles that I was experiencing. So today we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to talk about interlives. And we've got Dr. Georgina Cannon today with us. She is an award-winning consulting clinical hypnosis and lecturer at the University of Toronto. She's recognized as the public face of hypnosis in Canada and is a respected member of the mainstream health community. Dr. Cannon is a frequent media guest, and her work and views have gained her prominence as a frequent source for news and feature articles on hypnosis and alternative therapies. If you want to find out more about Georgina, her website is www.georginacannon.com. Today we're also going to be talking about her book that has come out not too long ago, and it's a really interesting book. It's called Return Again, How to Do Your Own Past Life Regression, which is a great idea. I'm so glad this book has been written. So, Georgina, are you there with us?
I am indeed, yes. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Nice to have you here today. This is, like I said, one of my most interesting kind of things to talk about, and I'm so glad to have an expert here.
What a lovely introduction you had with that minister. He must have been a terrific person to take that sort of chance with you. And
it really was. You know, I mean, it was an adventure for both of us. He also was in a small town in Georgia, and I think a little kind of bored maybe himself. And it opened up a whole world for the both of us. He enjoyed it, I think, as much as I did. And yeah, we had session after session, and it was fascinating. So before we go in, let's define terms here. What is a past life, and why do we care about past lives?
And I like the second part of that question. That's very funny. What is a past life? Past life really is where the soul goes to experience life on this planet at this time or any time. It's the body it takes on to learn and grow. And past lives can be, in a past life you can change sex, color, creed, location. You can be totally different. Some people become animals. Mm-hmm. Some people become elements, not many, but some have become elements. And some have gone to other planets. When the media questions me about is it real, is it not real, does, mm-hmm. you know, my answer to that always is, does it really matter? As long as we get the wisdom and the understanding and any forgiveness that's needed by the soul or to the soul, really, does it matter what we call it? Maybe it's just a metaphor.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's an experience. It's an experience of a different type that enables us to understand this life better, which I believe is the most important life, the current life.
Right. So, you know, I also do hypnotherapy, and I found that same question people ask me all the time, too. How do I know if it's real, mm-hmm. if I'm making this up? And mm-hmm. I've also found that when people really begin to emote and really feel, and it tends to be at times a very kind of emotional experience for them,
yes.
then I think that kind of answers their question too, because
yes.
we can't really evoke a lot of the deep emotion that I've found that comes up with hypnotherapy.
No. And the other thing is, one of the things I say to clients is, if you were going to make it up, wouldn't you make up something a little more interesting?
Yeah, that's what I tell them too, because, you know, we end up people, so many, you know, yeah, we end up being kind of just like regular old people doing regular old things.
Right.
And we're not necessarily, you know, the kings and queens and all that we sometimes think when people regress they go into. But, you know, I think that's part of it too, is we find out that it's not so much who we were, but it's really the experience and what we were learning, and whether or not we kind of like really embrace that lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not what we were, it's who we were. You're right. It's the, you know, were we a victim? Were we a teacher? Were we a helper? Were we someone who was cruel or demanding? What are the patterns in all these different lifetimes? And have you brought that pattern with you into this life?
Right. You know, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing hypnosis now for about 18 years, and past life regression for about 15.
Oh, interesting. What got you involved in it?
I was in the corporate world for quite a while. I started off as a journalist in England.
Oh.
And so, you know, pretty pragmatic, very basic, uh-huh. questioning, cynical, because you have to be as a journalist. Came to Canada and continued as a journalist, then opened up a PR company, and which did very well. And after a few years, I had it was quite large. I had 12 people working for me, which was quite something then. And it was bought by another company, the world's largest PR company, and they asked me to run the Canadian arm for them. So I had 4 offices that I was running in Canada. And after about 10 years, I got very, very tired of the corporate world. I'm very tired of the game playing and the politics and being, you know, one of the few, in fact, in North America, the only senior woman in the company. It was very hard and difficult at that time. So I decided to leave. I decided to go away and do nothing and just cash in. And I took a year off and started looking around for something else to do that would feed the soul. And, of course, growing up in England, you always know that this – we are more than we seem, because we believe in ghosts and we believe mm-hmm. in fairies and stuff like this. So I started looking around, and I took my Reiki master and color therapy and aromatherapy and thought about what's next, and happened upon hypnosis. And it was mm-hmm. almost like I'd found my way home. It made so much sense, the power of the subconscious mind. And I decided that was it. That's what I was going to do. And at that time, everyone thought it was very woo-woo and weird, because most mm-hmm. of my friends were used to me being very corporate. And including my daughter, who didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I just plunged into it. And a year or so later, I found Henry Bolduc and studied under him. And then later on, studied with Michael Newton. So mm-hmm. I have been studying, of course, we all do, right? Ever since, learning and growing and studying. So,
well, you know. I actually studied under Henry Bolduc, too. That's funny.
Isn't he? Uh-huh.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad when he died, actually. He was just, mm-hmm. he was just a beautiful soul. Yeah.
So you really kind of, you kind of just got into it and you felt it and you knew it and it was, it kind of grabbed you.
It made sense.
Yeah. And I imagine you've probably done, you've had past lives, obviously. Oh, you've been regressed. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, many times, I imagine. And you probably, you can do that on your own, too.
I could, but it's a bit, I equate it actually to pulling my own teeth. I could, but why would I? Mm-hmm. I'd much prefer to have someone else take me through it. Although I should tell you, and I'm going to be name dropping here, so forgive me. When Shirley MacLaine was in town a couple of years ago, she asked me if I would... because we had lunch and we were chatting, she asked me if she could see the clinic. She came up to the clinic and she said, well, while I'm here, why don't you do a past life regression? So I said, sure. And she sat down, I put on the music and I started to talk. And after about 2 minutes, she literally put up her hand. She said, Georgina, please be quiet. Your voice is getting in the way.
Oh, that's funny. That sounds just like her too. Huh? Yeah, that is a funny story.
So I said, oops. So I sat there for about 20 minutes. And then realized I didn't want to sit there looking at her anymore, so I brought her out, and that was it. I mean, we had coffee afterwards, and she said, sorry about that, but, you know, I'm not used to someone doing it for me. I like doing it myself. Okay, fine.
We're talking to Dr. Georgina Cannon, and we're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to get into the interlife. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1. 5 days to change your life in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University. You can check out my website. It's www.sherrydillard.com. I'd love to hear from you. Sign up for my newsletter. I've got some classes coming up, and of course, always busy with writing and session work and the radio show. Today, I'm being joined by Dr. Georgina Cannon. She's wrote a very interesting book called Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Your Interlives. And we were talking, before break, we were talking about past life regression and what it is, how do you know if it's real or not. And I kind of wanted to jump in to interlives. You know, most people at this time have heard of past lives. Not everybody believes in them. And of course, there's always the question of, well, why even care or bother. Like I said earlier, you know, for me, I've done so many different therapies. I've done probably everything you can do under the New Age sun. And past life therapy, hypnotherapy, has really for me been one of my most kind of, you know, the fast conveyor belt to understanding myself, my lessons in life, and kind of moving through things. So I'm so happy we're talking about this today. So this might be a new concept for you. It may not be, but we're going to hear right now. Georgina's going to jump in and tell us a little bit about the interlife. What is that?
The interlife is the passageway or the corridor between lifetimes. So we come into a lifetime as, I don't know, maybe a slave or a servant, and we live that life and we die, and then we go somewhere. The soul goes somewhere before it reincarnates again into another life. The interlife is that somewhere. It's the place where we are without body. We are pure spirit. That's the place where we go to meet and to understand our guides, our own soul name, our soul purpose and color. It's a place where we go to choose our next lifetime so we can fulfill the soul purpose. It's a place where we meet our soul mates, our soul circle, go to the Akashic Records or the library of knowledge and wisdom. It's the place where we go to the laboratory where we can learn to manage our energy differently, which is probably what you do when you teach people to be more aware of their psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. It's a place of awe-inspiring connection and wisdom to the oneness, to the council of elders. And it's where you go to choose your body for the next lifetime. And some people try on two or three bodies. It's really quite fun. And most people find it so awe-inspiring and so deeply moving because it's pure love, pure light, pure acceptance. There's also a place that we go to if the soul has had a really hard time in the previous life or a few lives, of rest and recuperation and regeneration. Mm-hmm. And there's a healing that's so deep that it's beyond our understanding. It's magical.
So in the past life regressions that you've conducted with people, mm-hmm. do you find a difference? Do you find that is there any difference between accessing a past life for someone as opposed to an interlife, or
yes, yeah.
You can
access the past life very, very simply. Some, you know, people go into a past life sometimes with just a chiropractic adjustment, or by walking into an old building, they get a flash of being there before, or they can, just before going to sleep, they can dream their way there. The interlife, you have to be deeper into hypnosis mm-hmm. because you are totally without body. You are truly oscillating at a higher vibration.
Right.
the minimum time that an interlife journey should take in the clinic room would be 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael would prefer it be longer, but I don't think people can handle it longer. So Michael's finding usually between 2.5 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's very profound and very moving at the deepest sense.
Now, when you mention your clinic, tell us a little bit about that. What is your clinic like? What happens there?
I see people. Well, I built 17 years ago. I started a school and a clinic where I taught and taught students and saw clients how to do hypnosis and how to use hypnosis to benefit their life. 2 years ago, I sold it, which is like the fourth business I've built and sold, to focus on writing and seeing clients and also coaching, because I help a lot of people, business people, grow their business, because it's just a natural thing that I have and nothing I can brag about. It's just what I do. Mm-hmm. And so I spend a lot of time in the clinic seeing clients either using the technique of hypnosis or NLP to help them solve this life's problem. And one of the tools I use is hypnosis or past life regression or interlife. The other tools I use, as I mentioned, are hypnosis and NLP and also coaching. And I coach a lot of people and work with a lot of people on Skype around that issue. But people come and say, I'm stuck. Somehow I'm stuck. I don't know why, and everything I touch, I'm the opposite of the Midas god. Everything I touch goes from, instead of being gold, goes the other way. And whether it be relationships or work or jobs, and I just can't seem to get comfortable in my skin. And it's amazing how many people say that and do that. So we use whatever is needed for that particular person to help them get where they need to go.
I see. So past life regression then is kind of part of a toolbox for you of...
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And that I would definitely say is a good way to kind of... Because I found with people, it's really important, I know you know this, but to integrate it somehow into their everyday lives. So so it's not just kind of lingering out there as some awareness without any kind of practical application to it. So speaking of that, let's talk about that a little bit. How would knowing an interlife, how would that be a benefit? How have you seen that be a benefit to people?
Okay. Well, I've got one answer to that, and then I have a story of that changed someone's life tremendously. The answer to that is when you know who you truly are, when you know truly what your patterns have been, you know, we talk about karma. So if you and people do, they do what I call spiritual bypass. You know, they either blame their mother or they blame karma or they blame, you know, something else. If you truly know that you have a pattern of being a victim, and you come into this lifetime and you go through life and you again are finding that you were born into an unhappy family and then all the job you'd have doesn't work and all the thing, lovers that you've had all left you. This is what happens when you go into an interlife and you look back, or the council takes you back and looks at your past lives and your current life. You suddenly get an aha, a huge aha, and then you can't unknow that.
Right.
You have that information and you either choose to do something about it or you choose to live this life as a victim again, in which case you'll come back and do it again until you get it right. And that's really tedious.
Oh, okay. So that's really, going into an interlife would really be helpful kind of in that.
Oh, it's huge.
Seeing that bigger picture. And also I imagine just having that energy vibration, just being kind of part of that in the physical world would in and of itself kind of bring in a certain amount of increased enlightened kind of awareness.
What it does is it people who are quite unlikely, you know, you wouldn't put your money on it before this session, they suddenly realize how connected they are to everything and everybody.
Mm. Wow.
And I had a gentleman who came a few weeks later into the clinic and said, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, Georgina, but I now can see trees. And I said, well, yeah. And he said, no, I mean, I see trees. I see where their roots go. I see, he said, I just understand. Uh-huh. And he was deeply moved. And it was just the way he was. But the story I have is of a woman who came into the clinic. Do we have time?
We've got 3 minutes, four minutes. So okay. if we don't finish it in this segment, we'll have a cliffhanger and finish it in the next.
Okay. She came into the clinic because she was going to have some heart surgery. And she said she was came in because she was recommended by her chiropractor, who told her that maybe we could help. Since she was 17, she hasn't known who she was. She was found herself sitting on a park bench by herself, bruised and scratched.
Wow.
No idea who she was. A woman took her home, took care of her, went to the cops. They didn't know anything. Years and years, like 2 or 3 years went by. Nobody could find anything. Interpol, nothing, nothing. She had no name, no nothing. She married a man that she met at a dancing school because she discovered she liked to dance. And they were married, and in all those years, 40 years later, she still had no papers to travel because she had no way of knowing who she was. They tried the internet, but she had nothing to look for. She didn't know what to look for. So she came in, and I regressed her back into the womb of her mother.
You know what, Georgina? We're going to have to finish this when we come back, which I think is great because I can't wait to hear. This is a great story. Yeah, this is a really good story. We're going to take a break in just a moment. Just so you'll know, we are talking to Dr. Georgina Cannon. You can reach her at GeorginaCannon.com. And I am Sherry Dillard. This is Intuit University. We're talking about past lives, interlives, and we will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I am talking to Dr. Georgina Cannon today. We're talking about past lives, interlives. We're discussing her new book, Return Again, and we're in the middle of a fascinating story that we had to kind of leave a cliffhanger during that break. So, Georgina, why don't you go ahead and tell us the conclusion to your story.
Okay. The woman was in the clinic in hypnosis and took her back into her mother's womb and beyond when she made the choice of coming into her mother's womb. And the minute she got into her mother's womb, she brought herself out of hypnosis and said, "Oh my gosh, I know my father's name. Huh. And I know my sister, and I know I'm one of six." So she brought herself out of the hypnosis and ran out into the reception area and said to her husband, John, I got some names," because they couldn't find anything before they found the name. So off they ran, literally so excited. And a week later, I got an email from her, which I still kept, that said, "Georgina, I have to send you a copy of an email we've just received." And it said on it, "Hello, my dear. I am the sister that I think, or you're the sister I think we've been looking for years." Mm. And She has subsequently found her whole family. They live in the States.
Oh, wow.
And I met her sister, and it was like looking at bookends. It was very strange. And now she's got all of her documentation. She can travel. And she's got two citizenships, American and Canadian. Uh-huh. And she and her husband can travel, and she has family.
Wow. That is a great story. That is a great story.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that really is. You know, during break, we were talking, Georgina and I, about how important it is to be able to integrate information, past life, interlife, whatever is going on in the unconscious, the subconscious. It's so important to be able to put practical application, which is, you know, what helps us grow and evolve. And I, you know, in Georgina's book, she does something that most books, in fact, I don't think any other books do when they talk about past lives. And that is that she, well, a couple things she does. One is she gives, and we're going to talk about this in a moment after we talk about integration, is she gives scripts, which are, you know, you can record them, you can pair, you know, kind of a way to access your own past lives. Mm-hmm. And she also talks about how to integrate what you receive into your life. So, Georgina, you want to address that a little bit?
Sure. One of the things that has happened over the years, I noticed quite a while ago, is that when people discover who they truly are, that spiritual part of themselves, they get so excited and they become almost like a born again. You know, like a reformed smoker mm-hmm. who wants to go around telling everybody that I really know the truth. I really know what it's about. And they become a huge irritant to their family and friends. And they also are inclined to want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. They also want to make total change right now, immediately. Mm-hmm. So, and that's dangerous because ultimately, as I mentioned earlier, I believe, as you do, Sherry, that this life is the most important one, and we're here to live it in love and peace and kindness and all of those good things. And so how do we integrate what you've learned? Let's do it gently and slowly, moving forward into those states of peace and kindness and joy. But let's do it with, let's have an evolution, not a revolution. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I made a point, I've given worksheets. It's called How to Use the Wisdom Learned. And there are different worksheets on what you want to take forward with you, what you want to leave behind, how you're going to do that. And there's a visualization in there of how to do that, a sort of self-hypnosis visualization. But also there's some pragmatic tools to use to make sure that you keep the best in your life and find a way of managing the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that about the book. That's one of the things I really liked was there's a lot of exercises and processes mm-hmm. to kind of really work with the information instead mm-hmm. of, you know, just kind of in a more theoretical kind of way.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, again, pragmatic. That parts of being the journalist. And I wanted it to be interactive. So at the end of every chapter that says, consider this, how does this affect you? What do you think about that? So it's almost like a conversation.
Yeah, I got that from the book. I had, you know, when I got it and started to read it, I was really surprised by that because, you know, it's kind of true in my work, too, is that I've written a couple books, and a lot of times it's easy to put, like, my being psychic, a medium, and intuitive, your being, past life, premier professional. Mm-hmm. It's easy to talk about ourselves, mm-hmm. and this is me, this is what I've done, and, you know, and kind of put ourselves out there in a more kind of egocentric way. And I really tried to do that, too, in my books, is make it accessible, make it integrated so that people can really take the tools from the book and, work with them in a way that's going to really help them to grow and change. And not just kind of an interesting, fascinating, but yet how does that affect me, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's more than entertainment. It's much more than entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Otherwise, it gets boring, you know?
Yeah, it really can. And we can kind of feel inadequate if we don't kind of know how to access that part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can kind of come away with kind of almost feeling even more separated instead of more connected to who we are.
Well, isn't that the role of a teacher is to help people uncover?
Yeah, it really is.
Themselves, not really to tell them, but to show them how to uncover themselves, how to discover what's inside them.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, we talked about interlives for a minute. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
Oh, very much, yes.
You know, I really have always been a fan of Edgar Cayce. I've read so much about his work, so much about him. And one of the things that he talks a lot about when he would go into trance is interlives and other planets, other dimensions, mm-hmm. and how they affect our soul. And,
right.
you know, I don't think there's a lot of, I mean, astrologers I know, obviously, you know, talk a lot about that. But have you bumped into that at all with your regressions?
Other planets?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. There are some people that this is their first time on this planet. You know, they've come in to experiment, to look and see and have a look around and see if they want to stay for a bit and pick up anything useful. But they always feel out of place. They always feel that they don't belong. It's like moving to another country a million times stronger, I guess.
You know, I've actually had that a few times with readings. I remember actually not that long ago, I had a woman who, and she looked so not ready to hear the information. She had ever had a reading, was not familiar with any kind of these kind of more new age activities. And it was so strong. I had to say, you know, I know this sounds very strange to you, but this is not really your home here. You've really come here just this once to look around, like you said. And she burst into tears and felt like, finally, I'm understood, because she looked the part and she tried everything, but she felt so, everything she tried, she did not feel like this was, she felt like an oddity on, you know, the planet. So,
well, she felt, and I hate to use the word, but it fits, she felt alienated.
She really did. And so it came to her, and it was actually really healing for her to hear that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Tell me some of the planets. I'd love to hear that. Like, anything about any specific planets and how they may affect us, or anybody you've worked with has kind of in a regression gone to a planet?
In fact, the young man that bought my clinic, he started off as a very cynical student of biochemistry. And the reason that he came for the past life regression was because I needed someone to do some demos with while I was teaching. And his boyfriend was a buddy of mine. And he thought he'd come just to please his boyfriend. So he came, and he was studying biochemistry, considered himself a scientist. And within seconds, his eyes were closed, and within seconds, he found himself on a red planet.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. Wow.
In a laboratory.
That is very interesting. Huh.
And it was very interesting. And he and a team of others were working very hard to prevent some people who were trying to use energy inappropriately and using something to do with crystals and pyramids. But this is a red planet. I remember he talked about the Earth being red and everything had a red cast to it. Anyway, when he came out of that, he was so shocked and shaken. It took him about a week to get over it because it blew apart all of his belief systems, of course.
Yeah, I bet.
And anyway, he subsequently came to study and learn. And then he came part-time in the clinic. And now he owns the clinic. So, you know,
never know
where life's going to take you.
Yeah, that really affected him, didn't
it? Yeah, so and people do come from other planets. They will say that... I'm trying to remember, I think it was a young man, I can't remember if it was an older man or a young man, who when he went into a past life, he kept saying, I'm underwater. And my first thought was maybe he'd become a dolphin or maybe he'd become somebody who was an underwater diver. One never knows. The more he spoke and the more he told me what it was like, that was the place they lived. And he was part of a community.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't born and they didn't die. They emerged from water and they were there to discover and experiment and learn about energy and different ways of interacting. And then when their part was done, they went back into the water.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking to Georgina Cannon and we're talking about past lives, interlives. We're talking about her book, Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives, Your Interlives. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about people who maybe don't feel like this is possible for them, who aren't sure that they can be regressed. We'll address those and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University, and I am Sherry Dillard, and you can check me out on www.sherrydillard.com. You can check my books out, Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and The Miracle Worker's Handbook, my story about the intuitive life of our master teacher, Mary. We're talking today, and also please sign up for my, go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to kind of send you out more of what I'm up to. We're talking today to Georgina Cannon. It's been a great show. We've been talking about past lives and interlives. And, you know, I myself, because I do hypnotherapy, have found this, and I'm sure, Georgina, you've found it too. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, I'm in North Carolina, which is known for being a more conservative part of the U.S., I'm down in what was used to call the Bible Belt and probably still is by some people. And although the area is changing and people are certainly, it's becoming more progressive, I still bump into people in my practice who feel comfortable coming in for a psychic reading, medium reading, but yet they kind of feel uneasy about whether or not they can access a past life and be regressed. What would you say to people who might have some hesitation about that?
I would tell them that 95% of people can go into a past life if they so choose, because it's hypnosis. And it's like all hypnosis. You can go into hypnosis if you so choose. Nobody can force you to do it. If there is a hesitation or there is a reason that the person can't go into a past life, I found that it usually is that there's an issue in this life that has to be dealt with first. And it's usually something like a deep anger or resentment.
Interesting.
And if they carry a lot of anger with them, the soul, because we always ask the soul permission, as you know, excuse me, if they can't get beyond, then we say to the soul, you know, after, if the soul says yes or the person says yes, is there something that we need to deal with in this life first? And it usually is a yes. And it's usually, as I said, it's usually resentment or anger or deep sadness. That has to be dealt with first. So in other words, the soul doesn't let you do a spiritual bypass, which is really interesting. The soul has to deal with what is.
Yeah, I found that same thing. It's, it's, you know, we really don't have control in that way. We can allow, but we certainly, we have to listen and learn from our soul. It's so incredibly wise.
Yes.
You know, along that same vein, is there anyone who shouldn't be doing this work?
Well, I think if you are really, really depressed, or if you're unstable mentally, if you're on schizophrenic medication or bipolar medication, I would suggest to hold off, only because we really have no expertise and knowledge or research on what actually happens to the synapses in the brain when we go to other times and other places, when we actually leave the body. And I would hate to do anybody any harm. So, and the, as a word of caution, if you're depressed or if you have bipolar, or if you have a dissociative disorder. Uh-huh. I wouldn't work with anybody like that.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah. It's interesting. Hopefully, at some point, it'd be nice, it'd be great, wouldn't it, if we could actually start to do some research and find out what is going on with the brain when...
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
Because I have a theory that a lot of it is just energy attachment.
I do, too. I completely think that a lot of it is... And I've actually seen, believe it or not, in my practice, mm-hmm. I've seen certain souls that... There's more than actually one soul within the physical body.
Really?
Yeah, I've not come across that often. Mm-hmm. I've come across it just maybe a handful of times, but it's very, very confusing, and it causes all kinds of dissociate states when, there's two souls, and they're kind of vying for, and they're not even always aware that the other one's there either. Oh. Do you think that, all right, let's say that somebody can't go into a past life. Someone can mm-hmm. read your book, do the exercises, and start to really access information. If they go about that, do you feel like, I'm not asking you for a guarantee, nobody can give that, I understand that, but do you think, will that be helpful to most people to do that?
Yes, I think what happens is if they find that, if it's the first time, for instance, if it's the first time they've ever been in hypnosis, I suggest that what they may do is listen to either one of my downloads or they buy a CD, so they get used to the voice and they get used to the process.
Right,
They get used to letting go and feeling comfortable in that environment. And once that hurdle is done, then, as I say, 95% of the time, people go into a past life. Now, they don't always get what they were hoping for. I think some people think that they're going to get a movie, and not everybody gets a movie. Most people, in fact, don't. Most people get, they just know. They don't see, but they just know. They might say, right. I know I'm in the desert, or I know I'm here.
Right.
Or I can hear people around me. But they really do think they're going into a movie. And part of that comes from reading books like mine and Michael Newton's and other people's. Books like yours, where we explain where people went. So we explain it visually.
Right.
Everybody knows that they're going to get a visual. And it's mm-hmm. not so.
Yeah. And, media doesn't, it certainly promotes that too, that everything's so visual.
Yeah.
But I completely agree. That's one of the biggest misnomers I've found is that I always tell people seeing is just a broad word for however the information comes to you.
Yeah.
And people really know.
Yeah, how do you perceive it? Isn't that it, really?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Georgina, if people want to get your book, how can they do that?
They can go to their local bookstore, for instance, Barnes & Noble in the States, or Amazon worldwide has it. Just go online and order it with pleasure.
And they could get that. Can they maybe get a link on your website?
Yes, they can. If they go on to GeorginaCannon.com, we do have a direct link, and it goes through to Amazon.
Oh, okay, great. That's great.
Come visit me on the website.
I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned your downloads of, what are the downloads of?
Right now I have three brand new MP3s. One is for managing anxiety attacks.
Uh-huh.
One is for stress management, and one is a soul journey. I also have some small ebooks that I designed for groups. So a lot of social workers use them. One is for self-esteem. And one is called Dump the Junk. So it really is getting rid of the junk in your mind and in your closet. So, they're small ebook workbooks, and they're used by, as I said, social workers or people who run groups. Or you can use them yourself. It's not But there's a lot of interactive stuff on the website itself and in my newsletter. So if you want the newsletter, then you have to sign in for it there.
Oh, okay.
By the way, if you buy the book, and you take the receipt of the for the book from Amazon or wherever, put in the number on the website, you'll get a free download for chakra balancing.
Oh, that's nice. That's a great thing. Yeah, well, that's very good. Yeah, so you're really a busy woman, aren't you? You've got a clinic, you've got a writing, you've got these great downloads of MP3 files for all kinds of things. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've really enjoyed having you today as a guest. I hope everybody has learned a lot today and is interested and maybe going to explore this a little bit more. Past lives, interlives, it's always, you know, growth is such an interesting, wonderful adventure in life. It's probably the adventure in life is self-growth and self-awareness and how we affect others, what we give to others, how we can be a positive influence in the world in general. And I've enjoyed having everybody listen in today. I am Sherry Diller. This is Intuit University. And you can go to my website also, www.sherrydiller.com. I'd love to hear from you. Like I said earlier, I do have some classes coming up in later in the spring. And please give Georgina a visit on her website, www.georginacannon.com. And I'll see you again next week at this same time.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do the masters want to say about well-being, about their lives, about the world? What is it the masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in hope. Believe in God. Believe. Just simply believe. And the rest will follow.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.